Yo, what up? It's T here, Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And welcome to another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. All right, here we go.
Week four.
I was literally looking for like a license-free beat to like just do something.
Go ahead, man. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Here we go.
This is the first song with production.
Yeah,
with full
go.
Production.
Here we go.
Oh.
It's jazz right here. Okay.
Is there gonna be a
welcome back to another episode?
Okay.
Of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Okay.
You scary.
I was feeling
you scary.
Okay.
You scary.
Damn Internet, You scary.
Oh damn. You scary. Internet, You scary.
Okay.
Damn Internet, You scary. What?
Are you scary?
What? Are you scary?
Oh damn. Internet's best one.
You scary.
Damn Internet, Are you scary? Came out.
That works. That's perfect for that. All right, so
that came out delightful.
I mean, until one of y'all make something, that's what we're gonna go with. Every week is gonna be something different.
Yeah, send us beats. Now you can drop your SoundCloud links. Please don't.
Now, real quick, I don't have any connections, guys, to the record label. People be sending me like they SoundCloud stuff, like, yo, bro, check out my
like
album.
Like, we can sign them.
I'm not the one guy. I will listen to your shit if it's dope,
mm-hmm.
but I will listen to it. That's it. Like, people get in my car, they're like, well, who is this? I'll tell them. But I don't have any connections to like put anybody on.
Okay.
If it's really dope, I might post it, but don't ask me to do it. I'll just do it on my own. And I don't take money for it. If I like it, I like it. As simple as that.
Yeah, people think you have a following and you Irv Gotti or like you could just Dr. Dre sign somebody like, yeah, I got a couple hundred thousand. Like, show me your stuff. Like, it don't work.
I be making playlists on Spotify and shit. It'd be like six people checking that shit out. You think if I post your link, they gonna fuck with it? Nigga, no.
Sign me, you get five extra views. Head ass. But yeah, we got a dope show today.
Yeah.
I wanted to start with the hits joint fact. Actually,
let me see what that dope is.
You ready?
You know it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is actually this was brought on the Ellen show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's two people got in a debate about it.
Okay.
Do you think a straw has two holes or one hole?
Freaking guy! Somebody just asked me this, and I just was not ready to invest the mental strength, so I just tuned out.
So it's either a hole on one side and a hole on the other side, which is like, you know, one you suck and the other you...
See, that's the thing. Like, is it one hole that, like... Or does it have no holes? That's just how it's made. Because technically a hole in a straw...
all the way through, though.
Well, a hole in a straw would make it so it didn't work. Like, if there was a pinch or a puncture in the side of the shaft of the straw, for lack of better words... You wouldn't be able to pull, the suction would be off, right?
So it is technically all one big hole.
It's technically no hole. That's technically just how it's formed. It's like, you would look at a tissue paper roll, but like, where's the hole in the tissue paper? It's got two holes. No, it doesn't. That's just how it's made.
And it would stop working if it got
if it
a hole
in
it.
If it actually had a hole in it. Boom, bitch!
Pretty smart stuff.
Yeah, man. I hope that's right. I don't know for sure because I don't know the nigga that made the straw, but
that's pretty damn on point. I'm not even gonna lie to you. you're trying to lean a little bit more forward. I think that solves it.
Yeah, man.
I think it has no holes.
It has no holes, man. That's just how it's designed.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man, let's go with that. Before people start dissecting that shit and be like, that's wrong.
We might as well go from one bullshit story to the next then. I know you heard about this. There was a white woman who went on a vacation and a tour. And she's getting a bunch of backlash because she complained because she felt lectured about slavery during this plantation tour. And I'll read you the post. Her name is Sarah. It might be Syra. I don't know. But this is, that actually might have been the reviewer. But whatever this girl's name was, said, my husband and I were extremely disappointed in this tour. We didn't come to hear a lecture on how the white people treated slaves. We came to get this history of a southern plantation and get a tour of the house and grounds. The tour guide was so radical about slave treatment, we felt we were being lectured and bashed about the slavery. My ancestors were from Sicily, never owned slaves, and my husbands were German. and none of his ever owned slaves. That might be a little inaccurate. I am by far not racist or against all Americans having equal rights, blah, 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 blah. But this was my vacation, and now we are crossing all plantation tours off of our list. It's just not what we were expected.
You want to handle this first? Because I'm going to come off like the radical tour guy. So I'll let you go first, because I'm knocking shit off the shelves when I come through this bitch.
My first question is, what type of white person thinks of a slave plantation as a vacation? He's like, let's go see the historical bloodshed.
Should be amazing. They're not going to mention anything about slavery on this plantation.
Great for the Pinterest. That's first. Second of all, that's literally like taking a tour of Auschwitz and being like, you're talking about the Holocaust a little too much.
Who knew we were going to do this?
This is a lot of Holocaust talk. It's like, fam, you don't get one without the other. What did she want? The history of the tobacco leaf? You can get that anywhere. You could get that anywhere.
I think the part that really fucks with me is that I don't know if this goes to privilege or just being naive. Like, anytime I think of plantation, I automatically think slavery. Like, even when I was in Hawaii and they have a pineapple plantation, I was hesitant to go there. I'm like, who picking these goddamn pineapples?
Were they free Hawaiians?
Because anytime I hear the word plantation, I automatically connect slavery to it. Like, that's just what I do. That's number one. Number two, if you have guilt or you feel some type of way about hearing this, then you might have some shit you need to work out. Because if, for you to say that you're from here and your husband from here and neither one of you all's families have anything to do with slavery, then you shouldn't feel any type of way about learning information. Right. Even if you already know it. But if you feel some type of way, then you might feel some type of way about slavery. So, like, other than that, like, that's...
Do you eat at the soup plantation?
Nah. I mean, okay, I'm gonna be honest. The soup plantation got some good-ass soup.
It's fire, but it's like, you gotta work that, on it.
Yeah, y'all couldn't come to the soup plant. The soup depot.
I just feel like the cashier would have one of those big straw hats, like, welcome. Welcome, boy.
A piece of wood, hay in his mouth. Just...
Welcome, boy.
What you boys want to get today, huh?
Jesus, boy.
Soup plantation, I've always felt that way. Never said it. It's so much. I'm going to just start saying the shit that I be thinking. Because when I talk to somebody in passing, they be like, yeah, I be thinking that too. I be like, fuck, what I did to say this. But yo, soup plantation is delicious. But y'all definitely got to work on that name. Soup P, my nigga.
Soup P?
Soup. Soup Depot, something.
Soup Depot is worse. It's actually not getting better.
The soup cubs and paint buckets. The soup depot.
I don't like that at all. That's horrible. That's not cool.
Well, how did you not think you were going to hear something about slaves on this plantation? That's stupid.
It's white. It's the whitest story of all time. It's so white.
You feel about it. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Charlie.
It's like, yeah, I mean, all right, do you then. But it's just like, it's funny because she ended it by saying, I'll go back to Louisiana and see some real plantations that are so much more enjoyable to tour. Newsflash, slaves were treated bad everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's not one plantation like, you know what, Massa was kind of, he only whipped us on Fridays. That's it. Because he didn't want us to go too crazy on the weekends. But Monday through Thursday, it was just six lashes.
Yeah, that's it. It's not like these slaves got to be a part of Mardi Gras. They had to do their own partying. And the craziest thing about slave culture is that white people didn't let them do anything, so they had to go over here and do stuff. Mm. And that stuff was more fun. And white people were like, well, what you guys doing over there? Jazz? Blues? Give me that. Like, they literally wouldn't let them do stuff, so the stuff that the slaves had to do became, like, cooler and more popular. And a lot of that stuff still exists.
It's just... That's the craziness of trying to limit people to what they can do, and then when they do something dope, you want to experience it. Mm-hmm. It's like Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street was created because black people couldn't shop in the other part of town, so they built up their part of town. Now, we couldn't go to the other part of Oklahoma, but whites could come to Black Wall Street to shop. Blacks just couldn't go to their neighborhoods to shop.
We were like, all right.
And so we built it up, and then people was like, hey, man. They got some good coffee shots. Yeah, you been to the jazz spot over there on Peter Street? Mm-hmm. Oh, that shit is. It's a boy out there with lips on. Man, he goes to work on that
with
trumpet.
With the lips?
But we couldn't do that shit. But
hey, that's why always I love us.
What it is, man.
Why I love us.
Everybody want to be black until it's time to be black. They'll ride with you until it's time to get pulled over. Niggas be like, check please.
Hey, because we fun. We're fun up until that point. Then it's just like, get away from the black people. The cops are coming. But up until that point, we're fun. So, I mean, I just know this girl's Facebook page is the bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting drizzag.
As she should. I'll be having so no dragged. Sympathy when people say ignorant shit like that. Because too much shit be going wrong for you to like think that that's okay to say. It's super insensitive, my boy. Or my girl.
Tis true. Speaking of, I don't have a transition for this. Speaking of women.
Nigga, what?
Speaking of females.
I have to just get some transition.
Here's
on.
Another female. There was a huge trending story online right now. Mia Khalifa is back in the news.
Oh, snap. That's the porn chick, right?
Ex-porn star. I believe she's Indian. Or something like that.
She got some titties on her.
She does have two titties on her. She's actually trending for very interesting reasons right now.
I saw that this morning, but I didn't click on it.
So I'm glad. I did it. I ended up watching a lot of the interview. It's a really long interview, but it's dope because you never really hear porn stars talk about this.
That's perfect. I don't want to hear.
But it kind of gives a lot of like... I don't know. It gives her a lot of layers because apparently she only did porn for like a few months and then got out of it.
That's a lot of fucking in a few months.
It is, but she doesn't have that many videos.
I don't know.
She just got popular.
Yeah, that's very possible.
And she basically explained how it happened. She wasn't really pretty for a lot of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She lost an abnormal amount of weight in college, didn't really party, didn't do anything, got... breast surgery, went to Miami, started feeling pretty. Right after the breast surgery, she got pulled over to start modeling. The modeling agency ended up being a porn industry. She went, felt comfortable, started doing it for a few months. Now, people started finding out, so she was like, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then they offered her a porn where she wore a hijab. Is it called a hijab?
Hijab? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because porn stars, they just be playing. They'd be like, oh, you black? Here, put this dashiki on. This is, it's called fucking in Africa 7. Like, they don't give a, they will play the race card.
Man.
And she was like, ironically, jokingly, like, oh, you guys are going to get me killed. That shit dropped, and it was on CNN Time. Like, it was globally covered. She started getting ISIS, like, Photoshop photo. No, like, of her with her head off. Like,
oh,
you about to die. Pictures of her apartment. It was freaking crazy. So she did all that, started becoming like super popular, but hated it. Like every time she was recognized, she felt unsafe because like people felt like, oh, you're a porn star. I could touch you. Like
she's been in
situations like that. It just really explained her life. I suggest you check it out. But the craziest part was that she tweeted, people assume I made millions of dollars. I made about 12K in porn.
Shut the fuck up.
$12,000. Bro, she is one of the most searched porn stars of all time.
And she only made 12 racks.
12 racks.
That just lets you know, man, whatever you're doing, even if you're rapping or sucking dick, make sure your paperwork is right.
She made about $1,000 per video.
Jesus. That wasn't worth it at all, Shawty.
But
not to have one of the most recognizable faces in porn.
15 million followers.
And you should be doing tutorials or something. It's no reason why you can't flip 15 million followers into money.
Well, she did. She's just like a sports announcer now or something.
Oh, really?
But I think where she got her money was like her following, maybe like ads or, you know, but not directly porn. It's rarely directly what you're doing.
That's crazy that she only did it for that long. Blueface just came out saying that he had sex with over 1,000 women in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much fucking you gotta be doing?
That's really weird. I did the math.
I did too.
It's like between 4 and 5 women a day.
A day. Nigga, if you fucking 4 to 5 women a day, number one, you're not doing a good job.
Why?
There's no way you can have the stamina every day for 4 to 5 women.
He's a young Crip.
Nah, my nigga. Blueface, baby. No, that's not possible. Maybe by that third time, you're going to start to wilt it down. That's that fourth and that fifth one. You just pushing rope at that time.
I hate every time somebody refers to their penis is rope.
Pushing rope is like when your dick is like a spaghetti noodle.
You just know what it is.
Just, for those that don't know.
I know what it is.
Some people also squeeze the shaft so you can get more blood up here so you can just get
in. That work?
Yeah, I've done that before. You got to squeeze that shaft so all the blood go to the head and you just get in. Because once you get in, you get three strokes. He what?
He back, yeah.
He back in the game.
I do that a lot. I be junk. I'm very familiar with the lasso techniques.
The lasso technique.
It's very unfortunate when it just doesn't revive. Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I mean, if I just, you know, get in the motions,
yes. And
your dick is like, fam, man, I've been checked out. You are tripping.
Listen, sometimes my dick just ain't gonna work with a condom on. And I ain't fucking with the condom.
Just period.
So they just be like, nah, you ain't finna suffocate me, then throw me in this vagina.
So what do you do in that situation? Do you just stop?
I talk about my feelings.
Oh, so you don't just resort to raw?
Nah.
Okay, good.
Nah. AIDS is still real.
That's what I'm saying.
AIDS is still real, and babies be popping out every day, fam. Nah.
There's no way Blueface don't have nothing. I don't think there's any. He doesn't strike me as the type to be like, wait, I got a condom. He does not strike me as that nigga. And he never has.
I know niggas that don't ever use condoms, man. They are undefeated in these raw streets. I am not that person,
dude. I'm too worrisome of a person.
Bro, in my entire life, in all the partners that I've had, I've never had a one-night stand. Ever. Like, just met somebody at a bar or club, something like that, and just made it happen that night. Not once in my life.
That's very surprising, considering how many dark stories you have.
I have a ton. I have a ton of partners, but no, man.
So, even, like, the hooker stories you be saying are people you knew for a while and built with?
Well, the one hooker was...
Only one hooker?
Just one.
A lot of info.
Yeah, nah, but I'm very astute when I'm in those situations. The one info, I don't really look at that as a number. That was more of a transactional exercise for research purposes, but
okay. It's like a withdrawal.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, it's like if you were doing something the first time on camera, like getting as a man getting waxed. That's what that was. It was an experiment for research purposes.
So
that's what I look at that as.
By that logic,
let's just move past it.
Wait, no, let's touch on this. So by that logic, everything weird that a man does for the first time don't count.
No, not necessarily saying that. No, not saying that at all. It's just relative. It's relative to the situation and to the person. I did that so I would be able to tell y'all what not to do. Okay, I did that so you wouldn't have to. That's what Jay said.
Mm-hmm.
Jay did that.
Okay.
So hopefully you won't have to go through that.
Okay.
Shout out to Hope.
Shout out to Hope. but that I think it's a bigger picture because Mia Khalifa, low key, is one of the top faces in porn.
Mm-hmm.
So if she made less than $15,000 doing porn, it kind of sheds a light on this whole like social media thing. I saw my friend comedian Ryan Davis
just posted about how
the average social influencer with a million followers makes about less than $11,000 a year just based off of the following.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, are most people just not business savvy, or does the game just not work the way people think?
I feel like the internet, especially like social media, has given a platform to people who wouldn't normally have it. So if you had never, like first time I got a large sum of money, I fucked it up. I ran through $100,000 real fucking fast and ended up having to pay a lot of taxes because I didn't know what to do with it. And it's the same thing, like if you haven't had fame and stardom and stuff like that before, even on a digital level, you don't know what to do with it. But if you've been a hustler all your life, or if you've been an entrepreneur before you got the fame and all of that, then you know how to flip. Okay, I got 500,000 followers. All right, cool. I'm gonna launch this t-shirt line, get people excited about it coming out, get a couple people in it, getting people riled up and then wanted. Then I'm gonna launch it, drop it, and watch these sales do it.
Okay.
But if you just all you wanted was popularity, then you're not going to be thinking like, how can I make money off of this? You just be like, let me see how many likes I can get off of this photo with my shirt off. I don't give a fuck about them likes.
Yeah.
I got bills to pay.
It's true.
Like, I got a smog cars every other year. That's a real thing out here.
You got a what?
Smog.
Oh, right.
Yeah, man.
That's way more expensive than I thought it was. It doesn't sound like a smog check. I thought it was just going to be like, oh, no, 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 you could. That'll be $15.
What the fuck did you just look at? Is that the visor, nigga? No.
I thought it was like $15, maybe. You like, gotta I'll pay, break a 10 for a smog check.
You got to pay for the smog, and you got to pay to get your renewal.
Pay for the damn smog. That's it. And the crazy thing when I first did it is like, it's like what's that damn thing? The car place. The DMV.
DMV.
I sound like a little kid in Legoland. Where's the car place? And there's only like specific like hubs that can do the smog checks. That are official. I was like, fam.
It's the 5-star one or whatever it is, but yeah. Yeah, man. Being an adult sucks. Man, if they had told us, the only thing worth being an adult for is being able to have sex when you want to and being able to afford Plan B. Like that, outside of that, it's just, everything else is a trick.
Those are the only two? There's only two things you like about being an adult?
I mean, I could go to sleep whenever I wanted to as a kid, basically eat what I want if I had the money for it.
So sex and Plan B, which are pretty much hand in hand. No, like driving. Oh, I guess driving kind of sucks.
Driving you can do as a kid, too. You can do that as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old. Damn, and yes, driving in L.A. sucks.
What is the main, like, what is better now?
Nothing. Because motherfucker was sneaking alcohol and smoking when before you were 18 and 21.
You were.
I didn't start drinking until I was 27. And oh, I really? Never smoked, yeah.
Oh, really?
I tried smoking weed last night. Man, that shit is not for your boy. Let me say this, the weed in Amsterdam is trash. Okay, that shit is trash. Amsterdam weed is trash because they can legally sell it, but they can't legally grow it. So they just getting weed from any old place. That shit is trash. I had a J to myself and didn't feel anything. And I am not a weed smoker.
Are you serious? A whole J?
I had a J last night, LA weed, and I just wanted to hit it to make sure I could sleep all the way. Because I've only been sleeping like to 2 a.m. Most four because I'm still on UK time. So I just want to sleep to like 7, right? Mm-hmm. I hit it. Normally, I only hit it like 3 times. I hit this shit 4 times. Just 4. Nothing, no big. And I didn't cough because when you cough, it activates the high immediately. It just hit it. Boom, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Went to lay down. I was watching CSI while I was laying down. My brain was dissecting that script like, oh, I should have put this here. Pause for the fun.
Because you were high.
Because I was high. And the air conditioner was going, so it had my mind and mute, and it was too much. I can't do it. That's it.
It sounded like you had fun from here. It sounded like...
Nah, it was not. I was freaking out. My mind was freaking out because, like, my mind... I feel like weed only intensifies more of who you are. And I'm a worrier. I am a worry wart. So I feel like weed just makes me worry more.
Huh.
And I feel like people like Pat chill, so when he smokes, he just gets more chill.
Extra chill.
Artsy people, they're super artsy people. They smoke, they get more artsy. But me, I am a worry bot. I smoke, I'd be like, nigga, I ain't gonna never get my brain back again. I'm gonna go forever.
That's really interesting. That might be true. Same with alcohol, low key.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, you don't ever really see like somebody chill, get into like fights or be like crazy disrespectful off of alcohol. And it's usually just a...
I'm a quiet drunk.
Really?
Yeah, I get quiet. I just be scoping the scene when I'm buzzed. Like, I just sit back, watch people.
Hmm.
I've never, like, turned up when I was drunk or nothing like that. I just don't drink that much, especially in public, because I like to have my surroundings. Still be cognizant of what the fuck going on. You feel me?
Spell cognizant real quick.
What?
I was just like, yo, that word is a disaster.
C-O-G-N-I-S-A-N-T, nigga.
Sant. That's where I would have messed up. It's cognizant.
Yeah.
I've never heard that word in my entire life.
Really?
Oh, no. It's cognizant.
No.
Oh, no. It's cognizant.
Yeah. That's how it's pronounced.
Google said it.
Oh, wait. Frequent
misspelling of cognizant. I didn't know that misspellings had definitions. That's crazy. That's so specific. Yo.
Well, cognizant is just aware of your surroundings and, you know, having your bearings and, you know. Just aware. So I like to be aware.
I do too. I don't like it when people just get like blackout drunk and they don't know where their friends are and they're just like in the middle. Like, how do you live like that? That's so scary. Bro, could wake up anywhere.
I be seeing people in Vegas and they be so slopped. I'm like,
right?
How you get that slop and the sun's still out?
That's true. And then what?
You gonna sleep the rest of the day
in the back of a van?
Oh, missing the kidney and shit.
Ooh, yep.
Shit's scary, man. That's the best case
scenario. Waking up in a van. What is best case scenario? Like
best case scenario, you wake up in a van, it's your van. Worst case scenario, yeah. You wake up in a van, it's not yours, any of your friends, and for some reason your belt is untied.
I completely overlooked the fact that it could just be your van. That's clearly the best case scenario.
Worst case scenario,
nothing weird here.
Your pants are on backwards. Like,
oh yeah, that's pretty bad. Or you don't know where they are. You just look down and you, Winnie the Poohin.
That's gonna be fucked up. You got some explaining to do, Lucy.
For sure, you too.
Oh man, have you seen Snowfall?
No, not yet.
Man, I just started watching season one, man. Yeah, it's a wild ass show. It's a
wild ass. Is that the one about the coke dealing?
Yeah. Just watch it, man. The first couple episodes gonna have you like, what the fuck?
Wasn't the there was like a dude on there that just went to jail, and he was like the hood nigga in every movie. Was that Snowfall?
Was that Snowfall or was that The Shy?
It was one of them.
Because I know one of the dudes from The Shy just got fired for sexual harassment. And he was also Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton.
Not the real Eazy. The young Eazy, right?
Young Eazy, yeah.
Okay.
Straight Outta Compton.
I didn't mean the real Eazy. Not the real role character. He played like a early version of Eazy in the film, right?
I was the same guy. When he got sick and all of that.
The niggas in the Snow Patrol. Did you see the newer... Superfly that came out.
Nah, I ain't seen that one.
He was in an all white group called the Snow Patrol that just, and he was like the same nigga in real life, apparently.
I see. That nigga perm was too late for me to go see that one.
His hair was crazy in that film.
That's what Lil Jock was going for. Remember what? Not Lil Jock, Young Jock. Remember Young Jock that got that?
I don't get what. Look, Chris Brown just got it. It's like a.
Chris Brown hair with
it's
Usher.
Like Lil Richard or.
The feather.
I don't know who it came from. It looks like the dude.
Prince. Prince started that slick shit.
Really?
But see, Prince can keep his hair up. The rest of these niggas be out here, edges all flogged up and shit.
It's low key the uncle from the Proud Family. What's his name? Was it Bobby? Have you ever watched The Proud Family?
Never
watched The Proud Family? I was like, the blackest cartoon we got.
I had aged out. That was right before. See, you what? 26?
9.
29. Yeah, see, it's like a 6-year time gap.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? In that 6 years, I had stopped watching cartoons.
That's true. Proud Family was a little later.
Yeah.
Proud Family was like it came out at a time where it was like, you probably too old to be watching this, but I was like watching cartoons in high school. I didn't care. Like, niggas just go home and watch SpongeBob. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Proud Family strikes me as like what Parenthood was. With Robert Townsend, do you remember Parenthood?
It was Parenthood.
It was basically like the cartoon version of Parenthood. Was it Parenthood or In the House? No, it was Parenthood, right?
They say that, I think there's a small conspiracy theory that says that Proud Family was actually Martin in the future.
Really?
Yeah, because if you look at the... I don't know if you remember what they look like. But it low-key looks like Martin and Gina. The main two... The main couple.
I remember the mom had a bob.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, boy. Oh, Tommy Davidson played the dad? I didn't know that. Is he the voice of dad?
I didn't know that either.
I don't know. That might just be some shit on there, cuz.
Somebody just did the split screen.
Yeah, I don't know that for sure.
Well, it seems like they split-screening all the voice actors. But yeah, the main couple, see?
Yeah, I can see
that. Saying that was supposed to be Gina.
Well, niggas just be, y'all just be coming up with any old thing with conspiracy theories.
That's fan theories right there.
I don't believe that shit.
Be lying. All right, so that brings us to our final segment, which is the creepy corner, the conspiracy castle, the freaky files. We've been getting like a lot of suggestions. On how we can switch it up.
Freaky files?
I don't know. That sounds like it's like something else. Yeah. Conspiracy caves. Some creepy corner. There's a
creepy culture? Nah.
Conspiracy concepts.
Concepts? No. This is not good.
The X-Files.
I like X-Files, but I'm for sure we get sued for that shit, too.
Sued the shit out of us. You would be like, and you're done. That's how I picture people get canceled on a big white level. It's just like a button that says, damn, internet, you feed it, and you guys are done.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is the scary stories. It's the conspiracy corner, all right? It's a conspiracy corner until we either get a cease and desist or until you guys suggest something better.
I like that.
But this story was actually a pretty get out of here, fly. This was a really creepy story. That it's an urban legend that started on Creepypasta. Creepypasta is like a really creepy story website online that says a bunch of like urban stories, and you have to figure out if it's true. This story is called the Russian Sleep Experiment. It's also referred to as Orange Soda. So basically what happened is in the Soviet Union in the 1940s, in the World War II era, there was like a scientific experiment where people put, they got political prisoners. They were like kind of high ranking generals, and they put them in a sealed gas chamber, with the intent of keeping them awake for like 30 days. And then at the end, they were promised freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scientific experiments must be the darkest, scariest concept.
Who are coming up with these ideas?
Bro, it's just like in the lab on like the negative 50th floor where no one can hear you. It's just like, let's see what happens if we put a fucking arm in his asshole. And it's like, wait a second.
Arm asshole guy.
You have an arm sticking out your butt?
That's not okay.
Hey, that's what they was doing.
That's where your mind went to first?
I mean, it's all not okay. Was I supposed to put a PC experiment as something that made sense? None of this shit makes sense.
Touche. Touche, buddy.
So they behaved normally during the initial days. I guess they were talking and whispering to each other, and the researchers, there was a one-way glass, right? At the four-day mark, it took darker turn. And then after 5 days, they started to complain about circumstances and demonstrated paranormal. So after probably like 9 days, they started screaming. And like it became like literally torture. They were tearing their own vocal cords, and then they would produce little squeaks after that. There was torn book pages inside and feces on the porthole windows, and they were just like literally going crazy just from lack of sleep. And then it became completely silent. They used the intercom to test if the subjects were still alive, and they would only get like short responses expressing compliance. After 12 days, the researchers come and instruct the subjects to do as they say, and they will either go free or get shot. To the researchers' surprise, one of them said, "We no longer want to be freed." Which is like, I feel like the nigga with the gun was like,
"Did we still shoot?"
Did not expect that. Yeah, did not expect that. So they said on the 15th day, they decided to turn off the stimulating gas. By the way, these scientists really held out. Like, I feel like after the screaming, I'd be like, fam, they tore his vocal cords in there. Turn this shit off. But they was just like, let's see what happens on month two. So they decided to turn the gas off on the 15th day, 2 weeks, and open the chamber. They discovered that the four surviving subjects had performed lethal and severe mutilation and disembowelment on themselves. Tearing off flesh, muscles, removing organs, self-cannibalism, I'm talking, and allowing 4 inches of blood and water to accumulate on the floor.
Whoa, 4 inches of blood four and water?
Inches. You say you're 80% water. They found out. They was like,
oh, shit. What?
Bro, just from sleep, maybe there was some shit in the gas. The subjects also violently refused to leave the chamber and begged the scientists to continue to administer the stimulate. It murdered one soldier, severely injured another one attempting to... They tried to get them to move, and they killed a soldier and severely injured another one that attempted to get them out. They eventually were removed from the chamber, and all subjects were shown to exhibit extreme strength, unprecedented resistance to drugs and sedatives, superhuman abilities to remain alive despite lethal injuries, and desperate desire to remain awake and being given the stimulant. So they were just like zombies. They were just like, I need more. It was almost like a Captain America, like how he got all that stuff, but yeah, just with a crazy side effect. And then they were treated for their injuries. The surviving three subjects are being prepared to return to the gas station with the stimulate. and with EEG monitors showing short recurring moments of brain death. So they were kind of going in and out. Before the chamber is sealed, one of the subjects actually falls asleep and dies, and one researcher draws a gun and kills the other subject. with only one surviving subject, the researcher asks what he is, to which the subject identifies himself as an inherent evil, as a wild animal inside the human mind that is kept in check by the act of sleeping. And then the researcher shoots him dead. The last subject says his last words were so nearly free. So, the urban legend is, what if sleep was protecting us from something in our own brain that these people had unlocked? Which also it begs the question of, you know how you say you only use like 9% of your mind or 15% of your mind? What if the other percent was just horrible, but you were like stronger and you can resist it to stuff, but you were like, sleep was the thing that was keeping you from using the most of your mind, and if you did, you'd be fucking crazy. Not super smart like we would think.
Yeah.
We'd be thinking of like, what's the movie with Bradley Cooper?
Limitless.
That's what we think. We're like, oh, I finally have reached the last part of my brain. But nigga, I read that, and if you saw the picture, the image that went with it, it was like this dude who like his skin was like all like morphed together. It's a freaker.
That's a crazy thought though, that sleep is keeping us humane.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have sleep, we would become wild animals. That's an M. Night Shyamalan movie waiting to happen.
That's right, what I was saying. Because you know, the creepypasta is known for just making up stuff. Like urban legends that spread, and then people say, is it true, is it not, but it isn't. This is, you know, one of the ones that science is like, ha, bah, humbug. But two things. Number one, why would people say, yeah, that's true, we should definitely did that to people. And then the other thing is, these niggas are really great storytellers. I don't care if it's real or not, like, doesn't really, I mean, if this is real, for sure, let's look into that. But right. If it's not, it's like, that was interesting. Tell me more.
That had me, because at first I was like, these niggas are staying awake. And I was like, man, but that's torture to not be able to go to sleep.
Being forced not to. So who knows if you still feel the sleepiness, you just can't physically fall asleep. That would be ass.
I'm ass. If I stay up all night long at this point, I'll need a nap for 2 days straight afterwards. Like, I'm ass without my sleep now. Same. So to think about staying up for 2 whole weeks and not even being able to, like, get sleepy?
I get sleepy so fast.
What?
I can't even day drink anymore, because if I drink a cup or two, I'll probably take a nap.
Really?
I cannot understand how people be like, go to day parties, get drunk, and then be like, what are we doing tonight? I'll fire on somebody. I hate the what's the next move, nigga. The what's the next move, nigga? Hate that.
Hey,
dude.
Man, life will teach you, man. Like, I can't drink mimosas, dog. I tried the whole bottomless mimosa thing. First of all, too much champagne makes my stomach hurt. Second of all, it makes my stomach hurt.
Oh, but it makes you sleepy too?
Yeah, but then it makes me like, because champagne will creep up on you. It's like wine. It ain't going to hit you immediately. But when you try to stand up after like 6 mimosas, the room be like, nigga, sit the fuck down. You be like, you right. I'm gonna sit the fuck down.
Standing up after 6 anything. Yeah. That's a big number.
That sit turns into a lay, then lay turns into waking up the next fucking day and all the plans are gone anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, champagne gives me headaches at the end of the
day. Yeah, those two, man.
Immediately, not even the next day. Like, I'm drinking like, goddamn. Really? That quickly?
Dehydrates you that fast, huh? Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I can't do a whole lot.
They advertise it as extra dry, which is like, now that I think about it, that's probably like why you're dehydrated. So you're drinking this extra dry ass brute.
Man, that brute though.
The brute though.
And the places I go, they give you all champagne and then like this much OJ just for like color and shit.
Oh yeah.
And you be like,
that's evil.
Nigga.
That's so evil.
I used to do, when you young, you be like, oh man, they looking out for me. Now as an adult, like, this bitch is trying to kill me.
For real.
I got a whole family you trying to take me from.
That's damn sure though.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. That was the Russian sleep experiment. If you
that
guys,
was cool. I like that one. That one was kind of creepy though.
I'm sure there's, you know, it's a huge story. That was just the summary that I could find. There's, you know, they've had like more interactions with each individual test subject. So yeah, let us know if it's any extra stuff you know about this. If you want to suggest some more conspiracies in the comments. Whatever you guys want to hear us talk about and shit, you know. Do that. And then give us a name, goddammit.
We're struggling. Really struggling. Something that y'all would like too.
Guys.
Corner was really good. Conspiracy Corner was just great. It was perfect. It was a good one.
I mean, what's really keeping us from keeping that though?
Fuck it. Let's just do it until we get the cease and desist.
Conspiracy Corner stays.
It's back. Yeah. It's back. I'll say keep all that shit.
Man, we don't even
Until they send a cease and desist. If they worried about us, they got other shit going on. Let me,
yeah.
Let me go check old Pat to his podcast, make sure these niggas ain't using none of my work. Get the fuck out of here, man. You got some other shit you need to take care of.
You got some
first.
Other problems. Niggas got bigger problems. Well, that's a great note to end on. That has been another episode of Damn Internet.
You're scared.
Scary. I have been Patrick Cloud.
I'm to hear more, man. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Holla. Bye.